BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm James, I'm 18, and I'm from Cardiff. You might not know this, but last week, I asked the celebrity for her phone number. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gonna have to bear with me a bit today, because last night we were drunk under the table by a 77-year-old man. Last night we went out with our Eurovision entry this year, Engelbert Humperdinck, for a little Italian meal, which turned into quite a big sesh.
It just escalated, didn't it?
It certainly did. Wow, what a guy. There's some brilliant stories. I need to tell you these soon. Let's cross over to James, who introduced today's show.
Yo, Greg. I'm on the phone to Scott Mills. Do you have a phone? He's just on hold. I'm on the phone to Scott Mills.
This is the most excited that anyone has ever been about me talking to them on the phone.
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's better.
Hi, James.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
I'm cool. Yeah,
where are you?
I've just got out of bed because I've overslept. I'm meant to be revising today. I'm in Exeter University at the moment.
Right, so that is a lie-in, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Awesome. I remember when Chris here was a student, I used to sometimes ring him at 2 p.m. and not get an answer, and then get a call back at, like, 4 going, yeah, sorry, just
woken up.
Just woken up, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, really bad at not replying to texts in the morning. It's got to be an afternoon thing or a Facebook message, to be honest.
When was the last time you actually saw the morning?
I don't know. Does it count if you stay up all night and then see the morning without sleeping? No, then I'm not too sure then. I couldn't tell you.
You're not even up for Jeremy Kyle.
I could probably pass on Jeremy Kyle, but the only thing that I don't think I could miss is Daybreak. We got a little bit of Daybreak.
Yeah, but you're not even been to bed.
Coming home when Daybreak's on, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's like the best night out ever. Go out for a couple of drinks, come back just in time for Daybreak.
So,
is that Chris?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Chris, how you doing?
Good.
So tell me about who you were chatting up.
I was doing this compare thing when the Queen came to visit last week, met Hannah Burney. I was like, I'm just like introducing music acts and stuff on the stage.
No, the Queen bit I meant.
No, I didn't chat to the Queen.
But where was the Queen there?
Oh, the Queen was there to like open the forum.
At the uni?
Like this, there's this, like this new building and stuff that was opening. So
Texts about this last week, yeah.
There was like thousands of people there, and it was just like awesome. And everyone's like cheering Queen, who's quite cool.
But I like his priorities that the Queen was there, but he's more bothered about chatting up this girl, right?
Well, Hannah Burney was there to sing for the Queen, and I managed to meet her like just a little bit backstage. And she was Hannah Burney from The Voice.
Yes,
oh,
I know her.
Hannah Burney from The Voice.
Yeah, she got kicked off last weekend.
Oh, and she was the one that went, but I have still sung for the Queen.
Yes. And we all saw that, and that was pretty awesome. She did it at last. But, anyway, I was chatting to her, like, really briefly, and I thought, right, I've got to do this, because, like, you're in the situation, you can't really turn that situation down. And I thought, I've got to ask for a number, so I asked for a number.
So, James, you asked for the number of Hannah off The Voice.
Yeah.
And did you get her number, James?
She has a boyfriend.
Oh, rubbish.
I know. I was devastated. But she had that kind of look in her eye where she wanted to give me her number. She really, really did. But she had, like, moral constraints whereby she was in, the whole relationship thing. It was kind of like, she regretted it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell she was gutted.
Yeah.
I know that look. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think Hannah off The Voice is too famous now?
I don't know, because she got, like...
Not attainable. Me and Chris were having this conversation last night, at length.
Yeah.
Which we do a lot. It's one of our favourite conversations. Is she now too famous to date a normo?
Well, I don't know. Like, Emma Watson, she's going out with, like, just someone from her school, isn't she?
Oh, is she?
I think so.
See, I think there is a level of fame where you can still date someone, and then they go beyond it. And then they're not available.
I guess, like, if you've got, like, Hollywood people, like, I don't think I'd be able to approach, like, one of the major, massive Hollywood people.
Emma Watson is an exception to the rule.
So what is that level, then? I mean, give me another example.
OK, let's say, for example, Pixie Lott.
Right.
Ooh.
Right.
But I'm 18, nearly 19. Is Pixie Lott younger than me?
No, I think she's a bit older than you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh, that sucks.
But don't let that stop you.
Who's that one who's, like, a little bit younger? Hannah Montana.
You want to go out with Hannah Montana?
I don't know. I reckon if I saw Hannah Montana at Tesco's, I would probably approach her.
That's not even a real person.
It is a real... Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, right, there we are.
It's like dating Tracy Beaker.
She's way old for you now.
How old is Tracy Beaker now? I haven't seen her...
She's, like, 40 now.
She's not 40.
She is.
She's no way for... I used to watch Tracy Beaker when I was, like, 10.
Yeah, but she's 40 now.
Yeah.
She's not 40.
Yeah, she's a mum of five.
I'm not buying this for a second. Not a chance. Sorry, no, I'm not grabbing the bait. I'm not grabbing it.
So let's go through some celebrities that we think
might date a normo.
Pixie Lott, would she go out with a normal person? I'm saying no.
I don't know. I'm not convinced. I reckon, like, when you're if you're like less than 21, I reckon you're still up for dating someone like who's like a student and like represents something of normality.
Yeah, in your head.
Maybe.
What are you saying about the Saturdays? Because I think some of them, yes,
not.
Some of them, no. It's a transition stage.
Which one's yes?
I don't know. I think Molly might. But then again, it depends. Would a normo date Molly if she has hairy breasts?
Yeah, that's true. What about Rihanna?
Rihanna, I think that's probably a no.
Off limits. I totally agree with you.
I disagree.
No, this is the conversation we were having last night.
Yes. Because...
Listen to this.
Because she came in on the show...
Yeah.
We were talking about taking her to a Watford game, right? I said, would you like to go? She said yes. And then out of nowhere, she goes, let's make it a date. And Scott completely glossed over it. And I wanted to sort of take her up on this point and say, well, what you're saying here is that... Now, I'm thinking then maybe she would. Just no one bothers to try because it's Rihanna.
I think you might have a chance, to be honest.
I don't agree.
I mean, I can imagine like Rihanna in a Watford jersey...
Can you imagine if you actually managed to get Rihanna to go to a Watford game, what your friends would say?
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Dougsy?
I think that would be immortal, that point.
Rihanna, here's Dougsy, Dougsy's dad.
Here's Chinese
brother,
Dave.
And Chinese.
I'm saying Rihanna is not available.
I'm saying you should try.
You can't not go for it. That's just like, that's minus that points right now.
You need to tweet Rihanna.
What, about the Watford game thing?
Yeah. Follow it up.
I'll do that now.
How many games left till the end of season?
Oh, that's... I think it's over, isn't it? I think we're done.
Oh, well, maybe next year.
She needs probably a bit of notice, right? So just book her in for the start of next season.
She is quite busy.
I'll find out the first game and tweet her it.
Okay, good. Well, James, it's really good to speak to you today.
Oh, it's cracking. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you very much. And thanks for introducing it.
All right, cool. I will definitely be emailing you again. I was a Milky Bar kid once, so there's definitely an introduction there somewhere.
Okay, right, that's casual. Just mention that in the end. Yeah, it was slightly more interesting than the voice chat, really, but there we are. Email again.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
There's some brilliant texts coming in. I can't read any of them out, but they're brilliant. Just like some celebs that you've casually chatted up. Some people will still do normos. Some, not so much. What's going on with Rihanna, please?
Oh, yeah, I've just tweeted her.
Excellent, what'd you say?
Let me find it. Hi, Rihanna. Just thought I'd follow up on the trip to go see Watford play that we briefly discussed on Scott Mills' show.
Oh, right.
I'm still keen.
Bet you added me in that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
She's more likely to read it then, isn't she?
And you put at the end?
I'm still keen.
Rachel's been on from Lincoln saying, Rupert Grint best still date normos, otherwise my life plan is ruined. Tom says, does the same rule apply for Caroline Flack? Yes. Way too famous. And also, someone that just did try and chat up Molly from the Saturdays in Bluewater the other day in the shopping centre. No, it was a no. This is Scott Mills. Coming up later, we've got the Latvian comedian off of Britain's Got Talent coming in. His name is Gattis. But can he make us laugh? That's part of Oh, What's Occurring. And we've got some really good innuendo bingo.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Howdy, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Hello. It's time for Innuendo Bingo. If you're not watching this, get involved, get to a computer and turn on the Radio 1 website now. Click on it. Innuendo bingo is about to happen. You're right down there, Chris?
Yeah.
Now, it got a bit weird on Tuesday. There were spaghetti hoops, pea soup, natural yoghurt.
Mm.
Taking it back to good old water today. But Chris is lying on the floor on this kind of slightly seedy red
thing. Don't say that.
Thing. It does look a bit weird. It looks like some kind of boudoir.
Yeah, I know. I know. Brilliant.
Has this been washed since it had spaghetti hoops on?
I've been told it has been, but there are stains.
Gross. Right, okay, so if you have a floor, then lie on it, because this is fun. Do what Chris is doing now if you're watching on the website. Play along at home, or at work, in your lunch break. They won't mind you lying on the floor. Do that, get some water, and if you do spit at the various clips of Innuendo Bingo, it'll go up in the air and then back down on your face. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Nothing can be worse than Tuesday. Think about it like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you very much if you've sent in some clips of Innuendo Bingo. If you have and you spot yours, award yourself 250 Scott Mills points. I very much appreciate it. Okay. Sinead in Beaconsfield and David from Seaford spotted this one. They're well-cultured, our listeners, isn't it? They're listening to the Radio 4 afternoon play, actually. Water, please, in your mouth.
Right, here we go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nice big mouthful there. Let's play the first Innuendo Bingo.
And so on.
I couldn't play it like that.
That's why you come, though, isn't it?
Because you have something to give me?
I can give you tips, advice. I can show you some fingering.
Oh. Strong start.
Oh no!
I love the afternoon play on Radio 4.
I can give you tips, advice. I can show you some fingering.
Right. Bit cold, isn't it?
Oh.
Ready for your next clip, please.
I mean, potentially this is going to be messier, isn't it? Thinking about it.
Possibly yes. Roto. David, thank you for this. And also Amelia and Zara off of Braintree sent this in. And it's from Britain's Got Talent.
Mm.
Amanda Holden. That's not even funny. Amanda Holden. Amanda Holden.
Oh.
What? What is that?
I just dribbled, sorry.
Wait. Why, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Mm. Okay, what's your question?
My question's for Amanda.
Right.
You're putting on one of your celebrity bashes. Who from the current semi-finalists would you book and why?
One of my celebrity bashes.
Yeah, if you were...
Oh, you mean back garden party, we call them.
Oh. You right there? It's Amanda Holden there with her back garden parties.
One of my celebrity bashes.
Yeah, if you were...
Oh, you mean back garden party.
And Amanda's been at it again. Loads of people spotted this one from Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, hang on.
Including Lucy off Coventry and Chris off of Dorset and Mark in Kent. Oh, no. What's going on?
It's just very wet. Very wet.
Okay.
Mm.
Are you ready? Here is Amanda Holden.
Those little cami knickers are just not the best colour, and I just wanted to see more of you, basically. But I love the purple muff. I love your purple muff.
Oh, well held.
Mm. But I love the purple muff.
Mm.
But I love the purple muff. Mm.
Oh, you did well there. Very well done.
Mm.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah in Scotland has been listening to Radio 4 Drama. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
They're at it again.
I think anybody I ever whacked had it coming to them. We whack a guy, you know. You wait till the right time, you go there and you finger the guy.
Got there eventually.
You just go, you lose your breath for a second.
Matt in Durham is listening to Innuendo Bingo in his lunch break at your mega lols.
Mm.
Harry from Wimborne. Ian from Glasgow, hello. Now let's have it to BBC Parliament. And Paul in Chester spotted this one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And now, Chris, when we get to the House of Lords, the Royal Commission will greet the House of Commons by doffing their hats. What is the secret of a good doff?
Well, I can think of two things. The first secret is good timing. When you've got more than one person doffing, they need to do it together. Second secret, I think, is to keep the body still. I think it's all about the arm action. I think if you try to doff and bow at the same time, particularly in a sitting position, you can get into a bit of a tangle.
That's a good one. Sally Ann in Norfolk. An amazing start to the show. I'm listening while writing my dissertation in the computer room at college. David on email. Thank you for this. Ready?
Right. Oh, sorry.
More water, please. And let's head over to Antiques Road Trip.
You know, as we're doing an Antiques Road Trip in an old car, wouldn't mind doing it in that old car. And that's an Auto Union. And that's driven by Dick Seaman.
Oh no.
Ow. Ow. Oh, my head hurts. Okay. Okay, good. Right. Hold it together, please.
Right. Ready?
Ready? Mm. This one's been sent to us by someone called Guto. That's not even one.
That's not it. Oh, God. Okay, go. Right.
Okay.
Go on.
This is from the Today programme.
Guto.
Here we go. Ready? Ready?
The dominant picture from that joint appearance with Mr. Clegg in Essex shows the Prime Minister jacket off and hand on head looking tense.
You alright there?
Yeah.
You'll be pleased to know that's the end of Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, eyes.
Gee. Let us know how you did. Did you spit? Did you hold your water? 81199. More Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday, 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, the week after next, I am going to Azerbaijan. Because I'm doing the Eurovision coverage of the semi-finals, me and Sarah Cox, week after next on BBC 3. So, ahead of that, the Eurovision team said, do you fancy meeting Engelbert Humperdinck, who is our UK entry this year? He's representing UK in Eurovision. So we all went out for dinner with Engelbert Humperdinck last night, as you do. So there was us there, Engelbert at the head of the table, and his son, called Scott, who is Engelbert's manager. You didn't get that at first, did you, Chris?
Well, no one told me. And so when he started talking, I didn't realise it was his son that was his manager. Mm-hmm. But he kept calling Engelbert dad.
Yeah.
And even that I didn't quite, because I thought it might be a bit like The Godfather, where he just called him dad as a sort of mark of respect. I thought maybe that's what they do in LA.
Yeah.
So I started calling Engelbert dad from the off, because I wanted to fit in, so I just...
Because the son was saying things like, and then when dad played Vegas one time.
Yeah.
And then you started going, what was it like in Vegas, dad?
Yeah. I thought
no, he's not your dad.
But like Usher, yeah. Because and then the son kept looking at me. It got weird, and that was to start with.
Yeah,
I thought it's a bit like, you know, when Usher calls himself, doesn't he call himself daddy?
Yeah,
so I thought it was just like that.
It's not the same as that. It's his actual son.
So I called him dad, so it wasn't the best start. But he didn't say anything.
No, they did give you strange looks though, and I was like, what? I nearly nudged you on the table. I was like, yeah, stop saying dad.
I thought I was being respectful.
Engelbert certainly knows how to order the wines and all that.
Oh.
If you don't know him, he was like massively famous in the late 60s and 70s. How's your mum or your gran? Really rich.
Mm.
Like massively rich. I was asking leading questions all night to try and find out how rich he actually is. And the answer is very.
Yeah.
He's got a wine cellar in his house. He's got a swimming pool. Rich. He's got an actual pub and a road called Engelbert Way in his back garden.
Yeah. That's how he rolls.
With a street sign.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. What was that story about when he used to keep fit and go running?
Oh, God, so he used to get a limo from his gigs to his house, but when he was keeping fit, he wanted to do a lot of running. So what he would do is he'd get the limo to drive behind him and he'd run in front of it and use the headlights to, like... I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
When he said the story about the limo and running with the headlights, Chris was, like, sat there with his mouth open, literally on the table going...
I'm going to try it. I want to do that.
Like, he is everything that you want to be.
Oh, definitely. What a lad.
77 years old. Legendary lad.
He's a grand lad.
He is. And he lives in fancy places like LA and Leicester. That's how rich he is. His songs, they were big back in the day. But he did impress you, didn't he?
Oh, incredible man.
Yeah. Proper old school celebrity. We had a great night.
Please release me. Let me go.
You do realise you just talked up to the vocal on Engelbert Humperdinck there.
I don't know what you mean. I've never heard the song before.
You love this, don't you? You know exactly
what I love
what
him. I love him. He knows everyone as well. He knows not just Tom Jones. Who knows everyone?
Yeah.
But he knew Elvis. He was friends with actual Jimi Hendrix. Like all the celebs. This is another one of his massive hits, Lesbian Seagull.
She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call. And soon her mate responds by singing, call, call, call. Come with me. Lesbian Seagull.
And this year, Engelbert Humperdinck is representing us in Eurovision at the Eurovision Song Contest.
I'll be honest with you, right? I've never been that into Eurovision. It's not really my bag. But now I've met Engelbert, I'm thinking gather the lads for an evening.
Yep. So you've got a renewed interest. Someone says he's on the Sunday Times Rich List and is worth over 500 million. That can't be right. 500 million?
But what I really...
Also, who paid? I hope it was him. I can't quite remember.
Well, I think we had a bit of an awkward situation at the end where none of us ended up paying.
No, it's because we went to, we went to his favourite restaurant. And it is clearly his favourite restaurant.
Yeah.
And he knows... It's one of those where he knows everybody. It's like... The service is good. Like, every now and again, the Italian waiter comes over. Is he Italian?
Yeah, well, I think so.
From Watford.
Watford, was he?
Well, he had an Italian accent.
Oh, incredible.
And but he did kind of do that reassuring tap on the shoulder to Engelbert every time he came over. It's like, yeah, you're in here, aren't you? You've been here before. Great night, though. Thanks, Engelbert. Legendary grand lad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alva's been on, who is revising in rainy Newcastle, who says, I've just YouTubed Engelbert since you were talking about him. I was expecting grey hair and a Zimmer frame at 70 plus, but no, the sideburns indicate a stallion-esque persona. Damn right, he is a stallion. And he's got brilliant sideburns. He's always had them. They're kind of his trademark. I think what they're doing, if you go to the BBC Eurovision website to show your support for our UK entry, Engelbert Humperdinck, this year, I think you can download some sideburns to, like, stick on. You can print them out and
download
stick them on.
Download some sideburns.
A bit like Movember, only in May.
Oh, we should do it properly. We should grow it. Like, shall me we, and you grow sideburns.
To show
for...
our support.
Yeah.
Sideburn May.
Yes, Sideburn as May. As that, good idea.
More stuff keeps coming back to you about last night, doesn't it?
It really is. It's all coming back. Do you remember he was telling loads of these anecdotes all about Elvis and how, I don't know, about the Elvis suite in the casinos and all these incredible Dean Martin and...
Oh, and didn't Elvis have a gun or something?
That was it, yeah.
And was shooting randomly around the room in the Elvis suite.
He'd stay in a room and he'd just whip out a gun and just start, like, pow, pow, pow.
Not shooting people.
No.
But shooting the wall and stuff just for lols.
And then... I found out, like, but there were good stories in that, but what really impressed me is...
Really good stories.
He likes darts.
Yes.
He's a proper darts lad.
And you didn't stop going on about that. So Chris would be like, so hang on, back to the darts. And I'd be like, no, back to the Elvis suite story, where Elvis has produced a gun and is, like, shooting around the room. Anyway, back to the darts.
Yeah, because he whipped out his camera phone then and showed me a picture of... He threw a triple ball, Scott. I mean, it was incredible.
He's also in a suite with Elvis Presley in Las Vegas in the 60s, where Elvis is shooting things.
He's got his own ale in his house as well. I just remembered that one. He's an absolute lad.
And also, the more wine you drank, the more you were shouting across the table to him, "You're a lad! You're a lad!"
I've got a better name for Sideshow... No, Sideburn
May.
Yeah, Mutton Chop May.
That is good.
I like that. It's just come through on the text.
Mutton Chop May. Let's get those sideburns a-growing.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So many of our listeners, mums, or grands, or aunties, claim to have dated Engelbert Humperdinck. Like, literally loads of you.
Yeah, the grands love him, don't they?
They properly do.
He's like, I think he's like the Harry Styles for the old people.
He definitely is. Like, what people are failing to recognise, because it's obviously before our time,
yeah,
is that he was the Harry Styles of then.
Yeah.
Fact. The nans love a bit of him.
But it's so many people whose grands, I mean...
Well, we don't know that. We can't quantify that. They're just saying it.
Yeah.
So we don't know whether that's true.
I mean, the equivalent of Caroline Flack, how old would she be?
Oh, God, right, 100 or something. Over 100.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Jolie Bishop on Twitter, whose radio's gone a bit on the wonk. Apparently I sound like a Dalek. Cool. Also, Sonny's been on, saying that he's just downloaded his Engelburns,
yes,
sideburns, from the BBC Eurovision website to support Engelbert Humperdinck, who we went out for dinner with last night.
I'm really up for growing them out. Are you up for doing this?
I'm well up for it, to show our support for Eurovision, yeah, because I'm going out to Azerbaijan week after next to do the stuff for BBC Three. Maybe I should wear them on BBC Three or have them grown. I can't grow them in a week. That's not going to happen. Like, not massive pork chop ones.
How long we got?
Well, I've got a week and a bit.
Well, give it a go.
Also, Engelbert has just been on. He's listening to the show. Yes, Engelbert. Right, coming next, I'm going to call somebody else with one of my interesting stories.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I think it's fair to say that pretty much all of us know the lyrics to this, obviously, by McFly.
Recently I've been hopelessly reaching out for this girl who's out of this world, believe me.
What a song.
She's got a boyfriend.
Now, does this song sound like it could be about my life in any way at all?
Well, they talk about Marines, don't they?
Yeah. Apart from the bit where he's 23 and in the Marines.
Yeah, not really.
No, but no. This doesn't sound like me. So I called up my mate Roger yesterday, telling him down the phone the lyrics to, obviously, by McFly, but masquerading it as a story about my life. Confusing time in my life. So, for some Scott Mills points, how many should we give? I think 20. If you get within 20 seconds of the right time, how long before my mate Rog realises that these are just the lyrics to McFly? Obviously, I'm telling him down the phone, not a story about my life. How long?
I'm going to go a minute and a half.
Guess along at home. If you get within 20 seconds of the correct answer, you can have 20 Scott Mills points. Chris says a minute and a half. Here's me calling up my mate Rog with the lyrics to McFly.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Good.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Just sending some emails.
Yes. Well, Radio 1's all right, the new time slot and all that.
That's good. Excellent.
Personal life's a bit weird.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, recently I've been hopelessly reaching out for this girl.
Really?
Who's out of this world, believe me.
Right.
But she's got a boyfriend.
Okay.
And he drives me round the bend.
Blimey.
Because he's 23, he's in the Marines.
Don't worry about that aspect of it. Go for it.
He'd kill me.
Yeah, but they all say that, don't they? I don't really worry about it. You've never worried before.
But so many nights now, I find myself thinking about her now.
Oh.
I mean, because obviously she's out of my league.
Hmm.
But how can I win? She keeps dragging me in.
Why is she out of your league, though?
I know that I will never be good enough for her.
Aww. Yeah, but that makes me sad. You'll be never very good.
Never will be good enough for her.
Just send her, just a little ticket or something, a ticket to a show and stuff, and you see where you go with it, flowers, chocolates, and all that kind of stuff, nice meals.
I've got to escape now, get on a plane now, yeah? Off to LA, and that's where I'll stay for 2 years?
Whoa! Oh, don't go there.
I'll put it behind me and go to a place where she can't find me,
Why America, though?
Well, because obviously she's out of my league. I'm wasting my time, because she'll never be mine.
Yeah, but you've got to chase your dream.
No. Never will be good enough for her. She's out of my hands, and I never know where I stand because I'm not good enough for her. Because obviously she's out of my league.
Oh.
I'm wasting my time because she'll never be mine. Oh. And I know I'll never be good enough for her.
Kind of feel sorry for you then.
How can I win? She keeps dragging me in.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Does any of this conversation sound at all familiar?
Bit weird.
It does sound weird. Do you remember anyone kind of telling you this story before?
No, can't say I do.
Someone in a band, maybe.
Someone in a band?
Obviously, she's out of my league.
What sort of band?
Obviously, she's out of my league. But how can I win?
Oh. She keeps trying. And I know I
love. I better go.
Peace later. Bye.
Bye.
The answer was he didn't twig at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people listening are texting in, picking up on the fact that when you were asked about having a boyfriend or that it's never... And what was it? Roger said it's never stopped you before.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means. Let's move on. I want to know what this noise is in the phone call. I've got to escape now. Get on a plane now, yeah? Off to LA, and that's where I'll stay for 2 years?
Whoa!
Whoa!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Dear Scott, the part in the show where every Thursday, the posh Radio 4 lady reads out what you have to say this week. If you want to be on, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Really doesn't take much to get on at all. In fact, if you email us, you probably are pretty certain to get on. There isn't much quality control.
Dear Scott, the one that doesn't speak, Becky, Chris and the PR4L. I just wanted to say how much I'm loving the podcast, free download, whatever you're calling it this week. I was listening to Friday's episode and decided I'd check out the photo shoot pictures.
Oh, yes, they are on our pages on the Radio 1 website. This was our listener Tom, who sadly recently has split up with his girlfriend, but had already bought her birthday present, which is one of those couples photo shoots where you get a professional photographer and you go to their studio and you have some lovely kind of couple-y pictures taken. Rather than waste the money, Tom still decided to go to the photo shoot, but he wanted Chris to go with him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been a waste, because his girlfriend obviously isn't going to go anymore. And the pictures are incredible. They're on the Radio 1 website. I urge you to look if you haven't already.
I thought to myself as I looked at them, OMG, Chris is way hotter than he sounds on the radio.
A lot of people say that.
It's quite... Well...
Is that a good thing?
I'm really not sure.
That means you've got an awful voice, doesn't it? But then, does it? That's what it means. Wow. They're saying that your voice doesn't sound hot, but when they see you, you're pleasantly surprised.
Thanks.
That's good, isn't it?
Why is he on radio and not TV? Winking smiley. No offence meant here, just that those who got it should flaunt it on TV.
Right.
Then I realised, while looking through your back catalogue of photos, that it wasn't Chris who I had a crush on, it was Tom.
Oh.
That's even more awkward.
Oh, that's
then,
really
isn't it?
Awkward.
Honestly, he may well be the love of my life. If you could pass on my contact details, please, that would be most appreciated. I really wouldn't mind a photo shoot with him, tongue sticking out, smiley.
All right, so they thought that it was you
yeah.
that was the hot one, and it's actually Tom. I'm sorry about this, because I didn't know this was going to happen.
Many thanks, Ben, 18, off of Oxford. Love you, bye.
Well, Tom, if you're listening, Ben is available and ready. I mean, he had a girlfriend before, but that's...
Mm.
It's fine to be bi, isn't it?
It is very now.
It is very now. It is. It's the in thing. Next.
Dear Scott and the team, the other day I went around my grandparents' house. As we were having lunch, my gran looked at me and smirked and said, "So, I hear you've been watching those naked ladies channels on the Freeview."
Oh.
I was confused. As it turned out, my parents were round the day before, and my mum told my gran that she turned on the TV and up popped Babe Station. Other nudie channels are available. My stepdad panicked and said it must have been me. Just to clarify, it wasn't me. One, I don't even watch the downstairs TV in the evening, as I have my own. Two, Babe Station is hardly worth getting caught for, lol. And three, if I had been watching it, I'd have covered my tracks a lot better. Smiley.
Yeah, all of those fair points, I think.
In my eyes, my stepdad has just lost serious lad points for trying to pass the perv buck. To top it off, my granddad added, "Of course, on the continent, they watch things like that all the time, even in the day." That is the only time in my life I think I've actual ruffled. Love you, bye. Dean, 23.
Also, Dean, 23. It might not have been the stepdad. You can't just point the finger like that. It could have been one of the family pets. Just accidentally put it on Babe Station.
Or it could have been someone who was coming around to read the meter. Or it could have been anyone.
Absolutely. So before you start, you know, blaming him willy-nilly, just think about the other people or things, animals it could have been. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L and all the team. I was listening to the Scott Mills Daily on the way into work today and need to thank you for providing one of the best pieces of radio I have ever heard. Chris and Tom's bromance brought so much joy to my journey, and I just wanted to know if they're going to continue to see each other. Their photos are amazing, but I don't think it would be right to have something so special start and not continue.
That's exactly what I said the other day.
I have therefore listed below some other activities they could try. A salsa class. A pottery lesson. A spa day. Feeding each other new food.
No.
Horse riding. A theme park trip. Cocktail making. Watching the sun rise or set. A candlelit dinner. Or a tandem bike ride.
Oh, that would be a good one. How are you feeling about this? I just don't think you should... It was a beautiful thing. You shouldn't let it just go.
I'm not sure I should get tied down to this bloke. You know, he was lovely and everything, but...
Were you a bit...
Well, I was there to do a job, wasn't I? I was there to step in for the girlfriend. I'm not really having a relationship with him, am I?
Well, do you feel a bit trapped?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot
under
of pressure
the thumb.
On me now to go out with Tom. I'm... Being honest when I say I'm not that keen.
I thought you were going to say I'm bi then, because it is the end thing. It's very now.
I was going to suggest sharing a bath, but thought that was too rudey and also would cause too much confusion when it comes to who should be at the tap end. Smiley. Please let me know what you think of the ideas. Love you, bye. Emily, 17, from Newcastle.
Well, these photos causing quite a stir on Dear Scott this week. If you want to have a look at the couple's photo shoot with our listener Tom and my friend Chris, then go to the Radio 1 website.
Dear Scott, Bex, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, and anyone else lurking around. You will actually never believe what happened to me today. I arrived home after a tedious day at university. I got into my living room, shopping in hand, minding my own business, and to my shock and horror, there was a pigeon sat on my sofa. And it was a really big one, sad smiley.
Oh, I couldn't cope with that.
Naturally, I got an incredible fright and ran out of there. The window was only a little bit open, so it must have done a limbo-type manoeuvre to get in. For the next 10 minutes, I sat in the bathroom trying to figure out a plan of attack. The windows are far away from the door in my living room, so I was going to have to pass it to get to them.
Hmm.
Tricky problem.
Yeah.
After a while, I manned up and went in. But I couldn't get past it to the window. I am certain it swooped for me.
I've had this problem with camels before.
In your living room?
Not in my living room, no. I was in the desert once and I wanted to go to the loo, but camels really scare me, and the only loo for miles had two massive camels in front of it, so I just had to hold it. I'm not
There's
approaching
so many
them.
Questions I want to ask.
In the end, I had to phone a friend, and he herded it out with a broom. But not before it left its mark all up the window.
Oh.
So please, would you holla a thank you to my friend Callum, who got rid of it, and to my bestie mate Sarah, who gave me a yummy beverage afterwards. She had a good old laugh at my expense. Smiley. Love you, bye. Kat from Glasgow.
That's awful, isn't it?
Mm.
I had a bird fly in my face the other day as well. they fly and you think, oh, they're going to hit me, and they just miss.
Yeah.
And they always just miss.
Yeah, they're
this
good.
One didn't miss. Like, it was straight on my head. Normally, they miss you by, like, less than an inch. This one flew straight into me, completely misjudged itself.
Yeah. I kind of like the thought of the limbo dancing pigeon as well.
I do as well, yeah.
Just had a text in. It says, our TV switches over to Babe Station overnight, even when the last thing was watched was BBC One.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what happened there, I think. The Scott
Mills Daily. Radio 1 Newsbeat, there's more in an hour.
No weather?
No, there's not weather at 3:30.
Okay.
Sorry.
When there is weather, though, on the news on Radio 1, it's normally quite...
Did you want me to look it up for you quickly?
No, it's all right. It's quite brief, isn't it, normally?
Yeah, normally it's just like sun and showers.
Damp in the south. Do you need someone to do the weather maybe a bit more detailed?
Well, it would be nice.
Okay, I've got an idea. Listen to this.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast now. I'm delighted to say we've got a new member of our weather team tonight.
This is from BBC Scotland earlier today.
Well, it's an unsettled picture as we head towards the end of the week. This afternoon it'll be cold, wet and windy across most of Scotland. We're under the influence of low pressure, and this weather front pushing northwards is bringing cloud and outbreaks of rain. The rain, of course, will be heaviest over the borders.
That's your Prince Charles.
And around Edinburgh, where it could lead to difficult conditions on the roads. In the west, rain will be lighter and patchier. There will maybe a few drier interludes over Dumfries House in Ayrshire. Aha. There'll be snow for the higher ground of the Highlands and Aberdeenshire. The potential for a few flurries over Balmoral. Who the hell wrote this script? As the afternoon goes on. The best of the drier and brighter weather will, of course, be over the Northern Isles and the far north of the mainland. So, a little hazy sunshine for the Castle of May and Caithness. But a cold day everywhere with temperatures of just 8 Celsius and a brisk northeasterly wind. Thank God it isn't a bank holiday.
I liked all the people career laughing.
That's amazing.
Not really career laughing, where they were kind of like, what happens to you if you don't laugh at Prince Charles's jokes? I don't know. Life laughing?
He's been waiting to rain for a long time, hasn't he?
Yes. It's slightly more detailed. I quite...
I thought that was good.
I quite like the detail of it. He's actually rather good, isn't he?
Yeah, very good.
So if he's done BBC Scotland's, like, weather, what would happen if I now asked him to do innuendo bingo?
I think he'd be up for it.
He can only say no, can't he?
Yeah.
I'm going to write to them and ask. But he's done the weather, he'll do bingo, surely.
Do you want me to tweet him?
Could you? Is he on Twitter?
I don't know.
Please do.
I'll have a
look. That would be Rihanna and Prince Charles you've tweeted today. Ask him to do it with yoghurt.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Want some points?
Oh, what's occurring?
This is your daily chance to rack up the Scott Mills points on Oh, What's Occurring? Ready? In a few moments, Gatis, the Latvian comedian from Britain's Got Talent, tries to make us laugh as part of Oh, What's Occurring? First one. Remember Janita, who was our show introducer yesterday? She was the one that was in a film. She just kind of stumbled on it outside her house. They were just making it, and they were like, do you want to be in it? With Danny Dyer and all that. I really liked her.
She was lovely, yeah.
Yeah, really likeable, wasn't she?
Hmm.
But, question. In our, I would say, about 4 minutes of chatting with Janita at the start of the show, how many times did she say the word, like?
She did say it a lot, didn't she?
Like a lot.
OMG?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go 10.
10 likes in the 4 minute chat.
Yeah. Go on in.
Let me know what you think on 81199. This is for 10 Scott Mills points if you get the exact number of likes.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Janita. So, Janita, tell me about this film you're in.
Okay, well, basically, there was, like, some, like, commotion downstairs, and I was like, what is going on? So I went downstairs, and there was, like, this big film crew, and they were just downstairs, like, just casually filming, and then I saw Danny Dyer, and I was like, oh, my God, and then there was, like, Denise Van Outen and, like, Christopher Biggins, like, loads of, like, stars, and I was like, oh, my gosh, and then the director came up to me, and he was like, do you want to be in the film? And I was like, oh, my God, yes, please. So, like, for the whole of the summer, we were basically filming with them, and Christopher Biggins was, like, covered in red paint, and there's loads of, like, stars in it, and so that was, like, my whole summer last year, just, like, sitting there, like, every day. It was so weird. weird. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, this isn't happening, but it was. And, oh, it was so cool. I just, like, walked around and, like had to, like, act as if I was, like, just talking to Danny and Denise and stuff like that. And it was really cool. And I know it's about, like, this guy who's got, like, two wives. Well, I used to listen, like, I do. I've been getting free downloads for about, like, 5 years now. Is that really sad?
Wow.
What a word.
Just adding up your tally.
Yeah. I'm saying 30.
Yeah, that's what I got as well. It's hard to keep up.
It was, because there was like a lot of likes in really quick succession there. If you said 30 likes from Janita, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Next round of Oh, What's Occurring is coming next.
Oh, What's Occurring?
It's Oh, What's Occurring, and please welcome to the show the hilarious Latvian comedian Gatis. Hey!
Hey, hello.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
No problem.
Now, obviously, we've seen you on Britain's Got Talent, and the judges were loving you, weren't they?
It looked like they were, yeah. I don't know, unless they were pretending, but it, yeah, looked like they did.
Well, Simon said that you were so bad that it was brilliant.
It works for me.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
So are you playing a lot of gigs at the moment?
Well, I've been usually been doing about 2 a week, and then that's what I usually do. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. On the comedy circuit?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
What was it like on Britain's Got Talent? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was very much fun. I was very happy with my performance, you know, because the audience were really nice and very. I get a very good reaction, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Well, listen, Gatis, thank you for coming in today. Your aim in the next 2 minutes is to make my friend Chris here laugh. Okay, so what is going to happen is Chris has got some water, like he does on Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
He will put the water in his mouth, and obviously if he laughs at your jokes, the water will come out and into the bin. Now, obviously, Chris, you can't bet on this round of Oh, What's Occurring, because you're a bit heavily involved.
Of course.
So let us know what you think. How many times will Gatis make Chris laugh in 2 minutes? Mm. Place your bets on 81199.
Ow! What's
the kid in? Are you ready, Gatis?
I'm ready.
2 minutes to make Chris laugh. Mm-hmm. Get the water in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And Gatis, go!
You know, I always try to be smart and funny, but sometimes I just come out plain stupid. You know, not airplane. Stupid.
What?
But helicopter. Chopper, 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 stupid. you know, other day I was in Sainsbury's, and there was this man came in, and at the customer service he was asking.
Dude.
I didn't even finish the joke.
Three.
I made myself laugh.
More water, please.
So he was asking for an orange SIM card because somebody told him that he can get orange SIM card from an orange shop. You know, I don't think I have to explain that orange because...
Six.
No, well, I have a question, like, why do girls on the train pretend that they don't know that I am staring at them? I think it's pretty obvious.
Seven.
Me holding the binoculars. Pointed in their direction while adjusting the focus. Is it 2 minutes yet?
No, but I'm enjoying it. It's way past 2 minutes.
Well, okay, that's good. That's all I have for now.
There we are. That was 2 minutes, Gatis. There we are.
Well, that was, I counted 8 times there. So if you said 8 times that Chris would laugh, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. I think this could become a regular thing. Would you be up for that, where you just come in and make him laugh?
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gatis, for coming in today. And I really enjoyed you on the show. Thank you very
no
much.
Cheers.
That was great. What a shame we didn't have time for more. That would have been incredible.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio